Good afternoon at 12 noon. Another hot one, Rusty. Temperature now at 87 degrees.
The humidity up, but we'll stay dry, mostly sunny skies through your Tuesday.
State Representative Paul Tittle of Manitowoc says he'll introduce legislation to raise the speed limit in Wisconsin to 70 miles an hour. Senator Fred Risser of Madison says he'll support it, since the current speed limits are largely ignored anyway.
Well, I wonder if it makes much difference. People aren't paying too much attention to the current speed limit. You go down the highways at 65 and you're often obstructing the flow of traffic. If the people would pay attention to the speed limit, it would mean something. I can't believe that the actual speed limit is going to affect the flow of traffic. It's going to take a cultural change to actually abide by the speed limits.
The issue could go before the legislature in the upcoming fall session.
State officials are holding their first meetings today with those who want to help people sign up for the new insurance purchasing exchanges under the Obama health law. The first sessions are being held in Middleton and Green Bay. Uninsured Wisconsinites can start applying October 1st for health coverage, which begins January 1st.
Well, the teenage girls who got into that fight on the midway at the Dodge County Fair will be cited, but so will bystanders who took video of the incident, posting it on YouTube. The fight involved 13- and 14-year-old girls, but Sheriff Pat Ninman says those who stood by and failed to stop are just as bad.
It's disappointing that we have individuals standing by watching these girls fight, encouraging them to fight, while videotaping versus calling 911.
A Sheboygan man is facing a drunk driving charge after he lost control of his car in the 1000th block of North 4th Street last night, slammed into a parked car, causing his car to roll several times into an oncoming pickup truck. Police said it happened about 9 o'clock. The 23-year-old driver had to be freed from his car and was hospitalized. The 61-year-old man who was driving the pickup truck suffered only minor injuries.
There have been 10 accidents at the intersection of 14th and Michigan Avenue in Sheboygan since April, and businesses and residents in that area have been asking for traffic lights or a four-way stop. Chad Stacy is one of them. He lives in the area, and he appeared before the city council during its meeting last night.
Kids that play over there, there's elderly people that try to cross the street. I don't think it's fair to the elderly or anybody else that we have to live in this dangerous condition.
But city officials urged patience. Director of Public Works Dave Beeble said there is an explanation.
There's a lot of construction going on, a lot of traffic that's being detoured in Michigan is probably this year much more heavily traveled than in normal times. So we got to be careful on how we analyze this because of the different traffic patterns that are occurring because of detours and road construction.
The council then rejected a request from Alderman Scott Lewandowski for a four-way stop at that intersection.
Saying it was a tough call, a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against St. Mary Springs Academy brought by the mother of a former sixth-grade student who was bullied by classmates. Judge J.P. Stattmuller issued his 23-page decision last Friday, saying the school in Fond du Lac was not deliberately indifferent to the boy's bullying. The boy was taunted with months of racial slurs and unwanted touching. His mother withdrew him from the school in the spring of 2012. The school said that it has investigated the incident, held parent-teacher conferences, and had bullying prevention training for staff and students.
State senator from our area says employers snooping into personal Facebook accounts, not a big problem right now in Wisconsin, but he says there's still a need to regulate it. Details from John Meerding.
State Senator Glenn Grothman says in an age where digital surveillance is becoming all the more common, you have to draw a line somewhere.
We just want to clarify that if your boss or your school administrator says, I'd like to know what's on your personal email, they are not able to do it.
The proposed rule extends beyond email to social media accounts. Grothman says the bill has bipartisan support and similar legislation has passed easily in other states. He's hoping the same is true in Wisconsin.
That's reporter John Meerdink.
The sentence for Army soldier Bradley Manning will be read at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow in the WikiLeaks case. Prosecutors were pushing for 60 years behind bars. He was convicted last month on multiple charges related to what's considered the biggest leak of classified information in U.S. history.
Police in Oklahoma say the murder of an Australian college baseball player may have been committed because the suspects were bored and wanted to see somebody die. Three teenagers are accused of shooting 22-year-old Chris Lane in the back Friday while he was jogging in Duncan, Oklahoma. The suspects are ages 15, 16, and 17. All three are charged with first-degree murder.
Wisconsin farmers continue to struggle from a lack of rain. The National Ag Statistics Service says the average soil moisture in Wisconsin was 59% short as of Sunday. That's just 3% better than a year ago when the state was going through the worst drought in decades. Officials say corn and soybeans are showing stress from a lack of moisture, especially in the northern parts of the Badger State.
A man killed a woman, then killed himself at a long-term care facility in Milwaukee. Happened about 5 yesterday afternoon at the Cameo Care Center on Milwaukee South Side. Deputy Police Inspector Michael Bronson said the two were acquaintances. The 59-year-old woman lived at the center. The 56-year-old man apparently lived somewhere else. Bronson said did not say how the killings occurred. They don't know who killed who, and the investigation continues.
Finally, prosecutors are not charging a Milwaukee tavern owner who shot and killed a suspected robber. Andy Kochansky owns Kochansky's Concertina Beer Hall. He says he shot one of three armed robbers last week, and another suspect has been caught. The district attorney's office said Kochansky's actions were legally permissible in defense of himself and others.
The forecast, Rusty?
Sunny skies, high near 85.
Kind of the same old thing. Currently, we're at 87 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh.